Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department is investigating a homicide that claimed the life of a 19-year-old woman outside of the McClellan's Motel early Thursday morning. EPD first received reports of gunshots near the intersection of McClellan's and Iowa Street around 3 a.m., and when officers arrived on scene, they spotted a vehicle with gunshot damage speeding through the area. A patrol car pursued the vehicle to the parking lot of St. Joseph's Hospital, and the male driver dropped off the victim, who suffered a gunshot wound to her torso. She was later pronounced dead. While investigating the scene of the shooting, an unrelated call for service led EPD to take a male suspect into custody, and further information from the homicide investigation linked that man to the murder. A search of the suspect's vehicle turned up a shotgun, as well as a high-powered semi-automatic rifle, the weapon that's believed to have been used in the shooting. The shooter, whose identity is being withheld, was booked into county jail for murder. It's believed that between 7 to 10 shots were fired during the shooting, and the motivation behind it may have stemmed from past disputes between the shooter and the male driver. This is the first homicide in Eureka in the 2016 year. 43-year-old Destry Gerard, who was responsible for a stabbing attack on West Del Norte Street earlier in the week, turned himself into the Eureka Police Department on Thursday morning. Gerard arrived at the victim's apartment complex on West Del Norte Street and threw a bicycle through the front window of the apartment. A physical altercation then ensued, leading to Gerard stabbing the victim in the left arm, leaving a non-life-threatening stab wound. Gerard turned himself in around 10 o'clock on Thursday, and he was booked into county jail. Today, Humble Bay Fire Station 4 on Myrtle and West Avenues will be reopened and fully staffed again after being browned out for nearly a year. The station was browned out as a byproduct of cuts made to the Eureka City budget during the 2015-2016 fiscal year, which thinned out service coverage for Humble Bay Fire. Due to salary savings from eliminated administrative positions, a slight increase in Measure Q funding, as well as other factors, the station will be reopened on a full-time basis for the 2016-2017 fiscal year. Staffing will include a 3-person engine company, as well as a 2-person squad vehicle. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal motorcycle versus vehicle collision that occurred on Alder Point Road on Wednesday. A 21-year-old Eureka resident was headed west on Alder Point when he lost control of his motorcycle as he was turning on a right-hand curve in the road. The motorcycle slid into the eastbound lane into the path of an oncoming Jeep Wrangler, and the collision inflicted fatal injuries to the motorcyclist. The identity of the victim is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested a fugitive who fled from Santa Fe County in New Mexico on Wednesday night. Deputies received information that 54-year-old Grady Knox could possibly be in the Leggett area, and investigative leads led law enforcement to a residence on North Highway 101 in Leggett. Knox was located and detained without incident, and he was taken to Mendocino County Jail. He will be transported back to Santa Fe County law enforcement to face charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's the 4th of July weekend, a nice 3-day break to enjoy the traditional celebration of the founding of our country through the issuance of the Declaration of Independence. The 4th is filled with family, fireworks, barbecues, and fun, unless you happen to live in the city of Fortuna. Fortuna is celebrating things a bit differently, and the folks in the friendly city in particular decided to get a head start on everyone else by holding their celebrations on the 3rd of July. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein said on Talk Shop that the 3rd of July is a very busy day, and this year visitors and residents will enjoy the Avenue of the Flags, paid for by family and friends of serving military personnel as well as veterans.
This year it's going to be especially cool because Bear River has joined forces with our 3rd of July committee, and the show is going to be twice as long this year. It's going to be twice as big, and we get a lot of people come into Fortuna for the 3rd of July.
Traffic control was one of the concerns highlighted by Doberstein when it comes to these type of festivities.
We always get a lot of dogs that escape the backyard when the fireworks go off, and it creates a lot of problems for the pet owners. But you can expect a lot of people to come into Fortuna. Neuber Park will be full. Our big concern is, from the police department standpoint, is after the event, everybody pulls out onto Runnerville Road, and it's just, it's a traffic issue for us. So we have a lot of people out there directing traffic.